how much money is a person supposed to give towards staka during the course of the year? So there are two questions that must be discussed. Number one is the minimum share, and number two is the maximum share. How much is each person supposed to give in the minimum, and how much in the maximum? So when it comes to the minimum, the place can point out that there seems to be a steer between two halachas. Number one, in Simen Resh Mem Tes, in the beginning of Hilchot Staka, the halacha is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah, that every individual is mechuyev to give tzedaka. Even an oni, who's misparnes min tzedaka, must give from the money that he receives at tzedaka towards the mitzvah tzedaka. So even an oni is mechuyev to give tzedaka. However, in another halacha, the Torah says that chayecha koidmin, and if you only have a little bit of money and you need it for yourself, then you don't give it away to others, you take it for yourself. Chayecha koidmin, you're supposed to take care of yourself before taking care of others. So how do we reconcile these two halachas? Mitzad echad, we have the halacha that every single individual is mechuyev to give tzedakah, even an oni who's misparnes min tzedakah. And mitzad sheni, we have a halacha that no, chayecha koidmin, if you need the money, you don't have enough to survive on yourself, then you take it for yourself, you support your family, you don't give it away. So the Paiskim, the Taz, the Aruch HaShulchan, they explain as follows. There are two separate chiyuvim. One chiyuv is a shlishis ha-shekel once a year. In other words, there's a certain minimum amount that every single person is mechuyev to give, even an oni hamisparnes min tzedakah, but that's a very, very small amount. And that is a shlishis ha-shekel, a third of a shekel, annually. And how much is that? So the place can say that's roughly $7 to $10 a year. That's the obligation when it comes to every single individual, even an oni. However, once a person gets over that hump, and has given, let's say, the shlishis ha-shekel, the question is, beyond that, how much is a person mechuyev to give? What's the minimum amount? So then, chayecha koidmin. If a person needs a certain amount of money to survive, then he shouldn't be giving that away at all. He should be keeping that to himself as long as he gives the shlishis ha-shekel every year. However, if, let's say, you have excess money, you have more money than what you need to survive on, then, in fact, you give money to tzedakah. So if you are only receiving the exact amount that you need to live on, so that amount you're not supposed to give away, you keep for yourself, you support your family. But if there's excess money, money that is not necessary for your lifestyle, not necessary to be considered in the category of demach zayroi, in other words, something that you wouldn't be able to receive from tzedakah because it's more than what you need, then you're mechuyev to give tzedakah, and you don't have the patur. So that is with respect to the minimum amount of tzedakah, how much a person is mechuyev to give to tzedakah at the minimum. The question is, what about the maximum? How much is a person allowed to spend, and what is the upper limit where we say that a person shouldn't be giving too much of his money to tzedakah? So we know that the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun tells us, Hamevazvez al yevazvez yoyser mechaymish, that one of the takonis of Usha was that the Usha hiskinu, that a person giving tzedakah should not give more than 20% of his assets. He should not be giving more than 20% of his nechasim, because Chazal were afraid that if a person gives so much of his money to tzedakah, he's going to lose all of his money, and he himself is going to be a nitzrach, and he's going to have to collect himself. So therefore, we didn't want you to have to be yoyed min chasav. We didn't want you to lose your entire estate, your entire property. Therefore, we say, don't give everything away. Al yavaz vez yoyim yichomish, don't give away more than a fifth, more than 20% of your assets. Isaiah state in Gemar. And the Ramah brings this down in Hilchot Staka. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. So some say that the Shulchan Aruch didn't hold that this halacha applies by regular Hilchot Staka. But the Ramah, Lamaisa, does bring this down, And the Rama says that a person shouldn't be giving more than 20% of his assets to tzedakah. Now, there's a question that the Mefarshim ask, and that is, what's taka the pshat? Why would we assume that a person will lose his money if he goes and gives tzedakah? L'chayra, the Gemara tells us that there's a haftacha from Hashem, that if you give tzedakah, you will get rich. Aser b'shvil shetis asher, Chazal tells in numerous places that a person giving tzedakah doesn't lose, ultimately. He ultimately gains, even monetarily, not just in ruchnius, but it's something that's materially worth it for him. It's something that physically and in the perspective of gashmius is kedai for him. And therefore, it's a little bit difficult to comprehend why Chazal were concerned that if he gives up too much of his money to tzedakah, he's going to lose all of his nechassim, he's going to go bankrupt. So there are basically two mahalchim presented by the poskim to explain this phenomena. Number one, perhaps we could say a chiddush, that if the halacha of dinei tzedakah requires you to give only ad chaymish, and you just want to give everything away, vayista is you're giving it away, not mitzad the mitzvah of tzedakah. You're giving it away because you're a good Samaritan. You're a guy who wants to take care of people. You're a nice fellow. But you're not doing it mitzad the mitzvah of tzedakah, because otherwise you would adhere and you would abide by the dinei tzedakah. And because you are not, you just want to give everything away, that means you care so much, you're doing it because you're a nice guy. And therefore the special haftachas that we find in the parasha of tzedakah don't apply to you, because the special promise of wealth and material benefits only applies if a person is doing so and he's giving away his money mitzad dinei tzedakah, mitzad the mitzvah of tzedakah, but not mitzad stam being a nice guy. That's mahalach number one, that the haftacha doesn't apply because you're not doing it mitzad dinei tzedakah, you're doing it stam because you want to take care of people, which is a nice thing, but it doesn't carry with it the haftacha that the Torah promises for tzedakah. Number two, even though you're right, there is a haftacha, and you actually gain, even in a material sense, when you give tzedakah. Nevertheless, ein saim chen el anes, the Torah doesn't want you to conduct yourself and act in a daily fashion in a way that doesn't coincide with teva, that doesn't adhere to the laws of teva. And since al pi teva, when you give away all your money, you become bankrupt. In halacha, you're mechuyev to shtel tzu, to teva. And since al pi teva, what you're doing is not very logical, not very sensible, therefore, you're not allowed to be seimech on the haftacha, and Chazal said that you have to shtel tzu to the way things work in dinei teva, and that is, don't give away everything you have, rather, there's a set limit, and you give away up to a chaymish, up to 50%. And that is when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, there's also a rule when it comes to giving mitzvahs, giving from your money to b'mekayim a mitzvah. You want to buy a lulav, shofar, different mitzvahs. In order to b'mekayim the mitzvah, Chazal say you're not supposed to be spending more than a chaymish. You're not supposed to be spending more than a chaymish to purchase an item that you could be used for the mitzvah that you want to be b'mekayim. Now, how much are you mechuyev to spend to purchase a mitzvah? So that's already a machlokes ha'poskim. Some poskim say, Rabbi Yeruchim says, a tenth, the Shach says a fifth, but the point is that al yivaz v'yaseh mechemish. However, there is a limit to this rule. There is a shir ledavar. There is exceptions to this general rule, and there are certain occasions where Chazal say you are in fact allowed to give tzedakah even more than 20% of your assets. And the Paiskim say that there are basically three main exceptions to this rule, where in these special categories we say you can be mevazveis, you can give away even more than a fifth of your nechasim to tzedakah, and you don't have to worry about takonas usha. Number one, and this is found in the Chafetz Chaim, Avas Chesed, if you give for hachzokas Talmud Torah, it could be different. To support learning could be different than other types of tzedakah, and to support Torah, perhaps there is no limit of 20%. You can give even more than 20%. Number two, a person who's on his deathbed and he's writing a tzava and he's giving away his nechasim to tzedakah, he's allowed to give more than 20%. Because since the svara that Chazal had when they made this gzeir was because they didn't want you to be yoyed nechasim, they didn't want you to go bankrupt and have to come on to collect money for yourself. Well, in this case, where anyways the person's going to die, so there's no concern over here. And therefore, when a person's about to die, he's on his deathbed, he's allowed to give away to tzedakah even more than 20% of his assets. So that's exception number two. If he's about to die, if he's mitzava machmas misa. Now, there are some places that say that even then, there is a shira davar, you shouldn't give more than half of your nechasim away to tzedakah, or more than a third away to tzedakah. But akupanim, that is the second exception to the rule. And that is where you're being mitzava machmas misa. The third exception to the rule, and I used to hear from Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shlita that he was very adamant about this opinion being the halacha l'maisa in this sugya. And that is that many Paiskim say that if a person is an usher muflug, if a person is a very wealthy person, is an extremely wealthy person, there is no shir hadava, there is no limit of 20% at all. Because the entire limit was only said by a normal person. He has some money that he's able to give to tzedakah. So over there we say, don't give so much, don't give more than 20% because you might have to come on to tzedakah yourself. But if a guy is an extremely wealthy person, there is no concern that by him giving more than 20%, he's going to be yoyed min nechasav. And therefore we say that such a person may give even more than 20% of his nechasav. So these are the three basic exceptions to the rule where we say that even though normally there is a rule, in these three cases, you're allowed to, either for Talmud Torah, or if he's about to die, or if he's an usher muflik. Ramesha, we should mention, has a tremendous chiddush. And Ramesha has a chiddush that says that when we calculate a chaymish, that you're not supposed to spend for mitzvahs, more than a chaymish of your nechasim. Or you're not supposed to spend more than a chaymish of your nechasim for tzedakah. Ramesha says that it's not a specific mitzvah that you look at when you talk about the chaymish. It's for all of the mitzvahs combined, including tzedakah. That means a chaymish of your nechasim can be allocated towards mitzvahs, but not more than a chaymish. But it's not one particular mitzvah. Some Paiskim learn that, no, each mitzvah you can look at the chaymish nechasim. Ramesha says that, no, it's a cumulative, it works in a general sense, in a general perspective, that all of your mitzvahs together only should take a chaymish from your nechasim. That is a very interesting chiddush that a person should keep in mind from Ramesha, that he doesn't learn like the Pashtos. He learns that the chaymish is a general thing, that you have to make sure that if you give, let's say, a little bit more for one mitzvah, so then you have to give a little less for the other mitzvah, because then it's adding up. More than a chaymish should not be spent on mitzvahs. That's the sheet of Ramesha. Others disagree.